know all. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know face the wrong.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And now, here we are. Hey, welcome to Reach Radio. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. We bring you the latest real estate news, money-saving tips, home buying facts, along with community reports and event information. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our symbolic show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. Toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-7324. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, the American Cancer Society is here with the 411 about their Relay for Life event and how you can make a difference, coming up in just a moment. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and industry information. After the news, Jim Schmidt joins us from the Boca Youth Activity Center. He's here to tell us about a special event that will fill your tummy and soften your compassionate heart at the same time. It's quite a trick. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He says spring has sprung, which means the weeds are back. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. Then at the end of the show, Rick Snyder has discovered yet another scam. So stay with us, and we will hammer the scammer. As promised, South Florida's latest real estate news headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing agency. And now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you there, Senor Jefe.
You bet.
Homeowners who lost their homes to foreclosure during the financial crisis are now trying to step back into homeownership. But a critical question remains. Will mortgage lenders take these ex-owners back? And will they qualify for a mortgage? The number of boomerang buyers, as they're known, is potentially huge. We'll give you an update on how that's going. A little-known state program that pays first-time homebuyers up to $2,000 a year has more than tripled its number of participants in the past year. Administrators expect an even higher surge of homebuyers applying this year for the real estate as the real estate market strengthens. It comes from the Florida Housing Finance Corporation, and we'll tell you how you can take advantage of it. A federal act that protected tenants in foreclosed homes from getting kicked out with little notice expired last December, but Florida consumer advocates are trying to get some of the language into state law during this session. We'll see how they're doing. The Housing Opportunity Project for Excellence, also known as HOPE, has filed two federal lawsuits against Creek Club and Nile Gardens Apartments alleging racial discrimination. HOPE is a Florida nonprofit corporation that engages in testing for fair housing laws. We'll tell you about the test, who passed, and who failed. You know those overdraft fees? Well, they don't always end with that initial $35 charge. Bank of America, for one, charges customers another $35 if they don't deposit money in their accounts 5 days after draining their balances to zero. There is a serious lawsuit going on regarding those fees. And rising wages may lead to more robust housing markets next year in Florida and across the nation. Fannie Mae's chief economist said in Fort Lauderdale that salaries have remained mostly flat after the recession, but they may be going up slowly. We'll have details of those and other stories coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Well, that's great. When we return, you better run for your life, little girl. So sang the Beatles long ago, but today the American Cancer Society relays a different message. More than 4 million people in 20 different countries raise funds and awareness for the movement.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know later on. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. If you're tired of paying rent or you just want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is tomorrow, April the 19th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Garden workshop is May 17th. Folks, these classes fill up fast. We suggest that you call Reach and register and get in on time. That's the best way to do it. The next Kendall Miami class is May 3rd. Registration starts there at 12:30. The class starts at 1. Now, there is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, and it includes food and beverages. And if you didn't register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door. For directions and additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. The first-time homebuyer workshop is a mandatory course to take if you want to receive government assistance. And by the way, just to let you know, a first-time homebuyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. That's three consecutive years. So check out the workshop and help yourself to a home. 855-487-3224 gets that job done.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our first guest is not running for public office. She's not running for class president. She's running a relay for life. And that's Lisa Hafer. Welcome to the Reach Radio Show. I think you brought a friend along with you, too. I think Holly Constantino. Am I saying that right? Welcome to the show, folks.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. That's how that works. So tell us, what is the Relay for Life?
Relay for Life is an American Cancer Society trademark event. It's a life-changing experience that gives everyone in the community across the globe a chance to celebrate the lives of people who have battled cancer, remember those who lost, and fight back against the disease itself.
So you don't get out and run, do you?
No, we don't. We walk. but sometimes there is high school track teams that come, even elementary track teams, and they do run.
Right. Well, it's not run relay. It's a relay for life.
Yes, so just it's a walk. A walk for relay.
a walk for relay. Well, you know, that's a standard fundraising function, I guess. Everybody does that. But, you know, with the dynamics and how our economy has changed over the last few years, it seems to be a little more difficult to get people to open up the wallet and spend a little money. Are you experiencing anything like that?
Yeah, you do, but I've been fundraising for probably about 8 years.
And she's good at it.
Yeah. I'm an autism advocate as well. So when I went into the Relay for Life, I wasn't a rookie. Mm. So there's places in Wellington I walk into and they're like, what do you want?
You again, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. That's perfect. So you're familiar with the fundraising?
Yep.
So now let's get to the Walk for Life. First off, let's tell everyone that it's next Saturday, April 25th, and that's from noon to when? I know this isn't right. I have 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. I know that's wrong.
It is from 12 to 12. Actually from 12 to 10, and then there is an after party from 10 to 12.
Let's get that midnight and noon stuff separated. 12 to 12. Which is it?
12 noon to 12 midnight.
All right. There you go. Well, then I was right. It is 12 to 12. And that's at the Palm Beach Central High School, located at 8499 Forest Hill Boulevard in Wellington, Florida, right? So what do? Just show up?
Yep.
And then what?
Well, you can sign up for a team, and or if you don't sign up for a team, you can just show up and you can walk. All the teams are going to be selling things. Like, some teams are going to have, you know, hot dogs and chips. Our team is going to have Starbucks. So Starbucks is going to set up, and we're going to be selling Starbucks. Some teams are going to have bake sales. So you can go walk around, support the different teams, you know, eat. And there's going to be entertainment all day long. And there's also going to be a kids' corner. So if anybody has kids, they can come out, and there's going to be bounce houses and things for them to do as well.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Exactly.
I believe is how that goes. Oh,
exactly.
That's cool. You know what we didn't give in that? We didn't give the website. If you want to take a look at what they're doing, folks, go to www.relayforlife.org, and then you put that little front slash in there and type in Wellington FL, Wellington, Florida. So that's relayforlife.org/WellingtonFL, and you can take a look at what they're doing. Also, the number for the American Cancer Society, if you'd like to get some more information, is 1-800-227-2345. That's not too hard, 800-227-2345. So now, what kind of entertainment do you have there?
Well, there's going to be different bands.
Rock bands, things like that?
Yeah. A lot of people are going to be singing. And there's...
there's going to be some activities for kids. And each of the teams, while they're walking the lap, there's going to be a theme. And on top of that, we have a survivor lap that's going to kick off at 12:30. And we have some different contests that the teams and participants can be involved in. So it'll be a lot of fun.
This is like a fun day.
It is.
Oh, wow.
A family fun day.
A family fun day. Even better. You got those people to come out, didn't you, to offer all that food and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the survivor lap starts at 12:30, but it's also the survivor and caregiver laps. And they provide lunch for the survivors. And in the tent, they also have, like, they're working on getting a wellness thing, like massages and pampering them and making them feel special. Mm. And then they'll also provide them dinner.
Now, when we're saying survivors, just for the folks out there, it's cancer survivors.
Correct.
Right. Well, it would be rough to have leukemia.
There's a lot of people there that are still surviving.
Right.
And they can't walk the track. So what they do is they actually will have a golf cart that will
take them around
the track. Because they want to participate, but right. Some can't walk it, which is understandable.
That's almost sad. I don't think I'd want to come watch that. But, you know, you're doing good helping folks out. And I guess so far you guys have raised a substantial amount of money, right, for this particular walk. I mean, they're going on all over the place, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Wellington is a pretty strong community, and it's a pretty strong event.
You've raised about $30,000 or $6,000 so far, something like that?
I think the final number for our team will be over $4,000.
That's fantastic.
And there's several other teams that have raised money, and there's even the PBSO team that's raised more money than us at the moment.
Yeah, PBSO, that'd be the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, right? they're a big team.
Yeah, that's not fair. So far, I think I saw on the website last night you have 32 teams and 132 participants. That sounds like that's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, we come together. We unite. We honor the survivors, and we... You know, we honor the ones that we've lost.
Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is a cancer survivor 2 times, right? Mm-hmm. 2 times?
Right.
So you're going to go to the walk?
Oh, yeah.
All right. He better be. If he's not there, you call me. Let me know.
I know. I'm going to give him an invite when we leave.
Right,
all right.
And I'm going to count on you to walk with me.
I will.
Oh, wow. I might come and watch that. Again, folks, that's Saturday, April the 25th from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. We got that right. At the Palm Beach Central High School. That's at 8499 Forest Hill Boulevard in Wellington, Florida. So how much do I have to give? I mean, can I give $1? Can I give $100? Doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Just anything you want to give. And I can sign up right there at the Wellington High School, and I'm off and ready to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Each of the teams that have signed up for the event, they actually have something that they're going to have for sale for a donation at the event. It could be anything from food to handmade goods. We have coffee. So, you know, you just come out and support those local teams, maybe buy some food, buy some handcraft items that they've made to sell at the event.
This sounds like a challenge to me, right? Folks, get in on the challenge. Go on out to the Wellington High School there next Saturday and join in the fun. Now, everyone can participate. You got college kids. You got I think you have a bunch of different relays that you do, right?
Oh yeah, they're all over. I mean, I know there's one at Lynn University. I mean, that's a college, but in FAU, I seen one that they YouTubed, and that was pretty amazing, but they're all over.
I had a bump somewhere that said that it's in 20 different countries that they're doing this relay.
I believe so, because I remember looking on there, and I know that they're over in Europe.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic? Mm-hmm. Hey, we have to take a little tiny break. You guys wouldn't mind hanging out, right?
No.
Okay, good. When we return, Lisa Hafer and Holly Costantino prognosticates the numbers to be. Did you know in 2015 there will be an estimated 1.6 million new cancer cases diagnosed, leading into more than 500,000 deaths?
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We've been talking with Holly Costantino and Lisa Hafer. They are the representatives from the American Cancer Society, and they are here to tell us about the Relay for Life event coming up next Saturday, April 25th, from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. Can you believe that? Lisa, welcome back. Holly?
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and sharing your Saturday with us. I know it's a big event coming up here. You guys excited about this?
I am. Very excited. Our theme this year is USA.
Like, it's a patriotic theme.
Yeah, so our team is actually Uncle Sam. So I just went shopping and bought some hats for everybody and to decorate our tent.
Oh, nice. So no, this is a new thing, a new dynamic to the deal here. So mm-hmm. Dress up in... Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Some people are doing Lady Liberty and...
some military themes, too, like Navy, Army.
War Against the Cancer.
And, oh, perfect.
Yeah, and they're going to dress up in little combat outfits.
Let me guess, the PBSO guys, they're going to dress up to look like law enforcement officers, right?
Probably.
That's a possibility.
Well, you know, that's great. They have a team that put together, I was reading through that they had a bowling fundraiser,
mm-hmm.
Which is probably why they raise more money than you guys. They have little campaigns along the way. To help pitch into the main pot at the end, which is kind of neat there. And it's all going to help folks that are stricken with cancer and the cancer research, right?
Yep. It all goes to the same kitty.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. it doesn't hurt. Research dollars mm-hmm. cost a lot of money, folks, and that's why they do this. So now we get there at around 11:30, probably be a good time, right, so that you can register and get involved. The event starts at noon, right?
Yeah, this opening ceremony starts at noon. The survivor and caregiver is at 12:30, and then throughout the day they're going to have all the entertainment and the different laps are going to be different themes. Like some laps are going to be proud to be an American, surf in the USA, so you can dress up in like Aloha or beach outfit.
That's cool.
Rock around the clock decades is fun because we always dress up in the 80s themes. And then our favorite part of the entire event itself is the luminaire ceremony, is where you get a white bag and you write either a cancer survivor or someone that has passed, whether it was your grandmother or uncle or, you know, mm-hmm. wife or child, unfortunately. And you write it on the bag, and the volunteers will line the track up with the bag, and they put a little candle in it.
Yeah, nice.
All the lights go out, and this is going to be at 8 o'clock. And then everybody walks around the track together. So you see people crying, you see people happy, we all hold hands. And we walk around the track, and on the bleachers, they somehow are able to put hope
Oh, yeah.
In the bags. I think it was Hope. Yeah, it was Hope for the Cure. And it's, you know, it's very emotional, but that's my favorite part of the entire event because it brings you back to reality.
And you should know a little bit about that because you mm-hmm. are a cancer survivor yourself, right?
I am.
Tell
I
us
am.
A little bit about that.
This will be my, I was actually, last year when we joined Relay for Life, I was announced cancer-free right before Relay, so I was able to walk the track knowing
Yay.
That I didn't have cancer anymore, so this will be my second year. I do have to get checkups every 6 months
sure.
for the rest of my life, but it's something I have to do. I have a scar that's across my neck, and it's a battle scar. That's what I call it. It's always a reminder when I wake up in the morning, but it's there, and it's part of me now, and I have to take medication every day, which sometimes, like, you know, gets annoying.
Right, sure. Rick has a scar on his neck, too, but it's from a rope. don't worry about that, though. Now, yeah, you're right. We were talking about that a little earlier, about the medications and, mm-hmm. and how they can slow you down. And this is not an easy battle, folks. This is something that you have to work hard on. You have to concentrate at it. And it takes money for research, and that's why you're doing this event. This is your number one fundraiser, right?
It is. It is. It's the biggest fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. They also do Strides Against Cancer as well, but that, I believe, is more breast cancer-related. The
right.
Relay is more general.
Yeah, and that's a world. That's a, like we said earlier, it's 20 different countries, so it's a worldwide event.
Yeah, it's so, the largest fundraising event to, you know, end the fight against cancer.
Right. Hey, what's the 411 on that? How close are they coming to a cure? Do we know? Or?
I'm not entirely sure, but I do know that the prognosis for cancer is getting better and better and better. I know women that have breast cancer, their prognosis is a lot better now than it was 20 years ago. So with the research that the American Cancer Society does put into it, it's definitely helping people survive it more comfortably.
Right. What about early detection? What do we look out for?
Early detection for cancers?
Like, yeah, if a big wart grows on my nose or something, I should do something about that? No. What do we look for?
I think physicals are very important.
Right.
I think physicals. I mean, when I went into the doctors, I went in for 2 years telling them I didn't feel good. And that particular doctor just kept saying it was all in my head. And then I went to a different doctor. She took one look at me and knew that there was something not right. So, I mean, knowing your body and knowing how you feel is important. If you don't feel good and there's something wrong, just go to the doctors. Trust yourself. That's the way I feel. Be an advocate for yourself because not being an advocate for yourself could lead to something terrible.
Mm. I use the 3-day theory. If I feel bad for more than 3 days,
yeah.
Doctor.
Well, I felt bad for years.
That's what I...
Yeah, so it was, you know, I mean, they did catch it early enough, but they had to remove, you know, an organ from my body, an organ that I need every day to survive. Without taking the medication that I take every day, I could die from just that.
Ouch.
But without the research from the American Cancer Society and all the other organizations in the world, my prognosis and Rick's prognosis wouldn't have been as good as it is.
Yeah, that's right. I was reading on the site that the cancer prevention now is higher than it ever has been.
Mm-hmm.
And the not the cure, but the
treatment.
The treatment is more successful now. So let's remind everybody once again about the event. It's the Relay for Life of Wellington. That's next Saturday, April the 25th, from 12 noon to 12 a.m. I'd like to know what you're going to be doing at 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. What's going on at 11 p.m.?
What I will be doing, I'm going to be running over to my favorite restaurant to get the sandwiches that they're providing. They're graciously donating to the survivors for their lunch. So that's what I'll be doing.
No, 11 p.m.
Oh, p.m. Okay, sorry. 11 p.m. will probably be laying down in the field. It's completely exhausted.
that's what I was looking for. All right, it's next. Say it again.
She wants to name the restaurant.
Oh, go ahead. Name the restaurant.
Oh, Short Stacks in Wellington. They're providing the lunch for the survivors.
And okay.
And then Bonefish Grill in Wellington also. Well, it's more Lake Worth, Wellington. They're providing the dinner.
I think I'd go for the short stack. That's, that's got to be a little better. Again, folks, Saturday, April 25th at the Wellington High School at 8499 Forest Hill Boulevard in Wellington. Bring your pocketbook and bring your heart and get ready to have a good time. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate your help.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Jim Schmidt is here from the Boca Youth Activity Center with some good news for your community. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has some new additions. They are ready for your approval. Then Our House segment has a better way to control your weeds. Carlton Thompson has some killer weed killer that solves the weed problem. Check that out in just a few moments. After that, Reach Radio's Hammer the Scammer segment will show you how to avoid being scammed by yet the simplest scam ever. Stay tuned for the crunch. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, wearing nothing but a Panama hat and a Colgate smile, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cote.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Homeowners who lost their home to foreclosure during the financial crisis are now trying to step back into homeownership. But a critical question remains. Will mortgage lenders take those ex-owners back, and will they qualify for a mortgage? The number of boomerang buyers, as they're known, is potentially huge. I mean, more than 5 million American families lost their homes to foreclosure between 2007 and the end of last year. Foreclosures stay as a blemish on your credit report for up to 7 years, which means many of those ex-owners are just starting to reemerge. But not all lenders are welcoming these boomerang buyers back. Lenders like Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase have reportedly been pulling back on their mortgage lending, keeping tight credit requirements in place to ensure only the safest borrowers qualify. Their tight credit requirements, which include high credit scores and a nearly blemish-free history, could sideline former foreclosed buyers longer. On the other hand, some mortgage lenders want to give these ex-owners a second chance. For example, Wells Fargo & Company and SunTrust banks have reportedly started to ease credit. And smaller lenders have taken advantage of big banks' reticence. They're opening the spigot to qualify for less creditworthy borrowers in an effort to gain market share. But qualifying will still remain a bit of a challenge to many boomerang buyers. Most mortgage lenders in general require a FICO score of between 620 and 660 to qualify. The score, by the way, FICO score range goes from 300 to 850. A little-known state program that pays first-time homebuyers up to $2,000 a year has more than tripled its number of participants in a year. Administrators expect an even higher surge of homebuyers applying this year as the real estate market is strengthening. The state-run Florida Housing Finance Corporation runs that program, which gives first-time buyers money back each year based on how much interest they pay on their mortgage. Once approved, low- and moderate-income homeowners can claim up to half the mortgage interest they paid as tax credit on their federal tax return. The credit is capped at $2,000 each year. It's basically a $2,000 deduction, dollar for dollar. The tax credit is good for 30 years or for the life of the mortgage as part of the Florida Housing Mortgage Credit Certificate Program. Any mortgage interest not counted to receive the credit can still be deducted on the federal income tax returns, according to the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. A federal act that protected tenants in foreclosed homes from getting kicked out with little notice expired last December, but Florida consumer advocates are trying to get some of the language into state law this session. The Protect Tenants at Foreclosure Act was approved in 2009 as a housing crisis escalated, and renters were increasingly being surprised by getting kicked out of their own homes, unaware that the home they were living in was in foreclosure or had been repossessed. The act requires new owners to honor the length of a tenant's lease, or, if there was no lease, to give them at least a 90-day notice to vacate the home. The bill is currently in the Florida legislature, and we all know what that means. Don't hold your breath. The Housing Opportunity Project for Excellence, otherwise known as HOPE, has filed two federal lawsuits against Creek Club Apartments and Nile Gardens, allegedly for racial discrimination. HOPE is a Florida nonprofit corporation that engages in testing for fair housing violation and fights against discrimination. It's funded by HUD, and representatives from HOPE visit each of the apartments in order to inquire about prices and availability. In each situation for both locations, black testers who were posed as applicants were consistently told that there were no units available. Later in the day, Hispanic testers, who also posed as applicants, were told that the units were available and they were taken to see those apartments. Both sides were tested three times between August of 2014 and February of this year. The lawsuit claims that the representatives of both apartment complexes violated the Fair Housing Act, and we'll see how that goes. These days, overdraft fees don't always end with the initial $35 charge. Bank of America charges customers about $35 if they don't deposit the money in the account 5 days after draining their balance to zero. That's an additional $35. So now you're at $70. Well, a proposed class action suit accuses Bank of America of loan sharking, saying the charges are essentially short-term loans with interest rates that can top 800% a year. The charges are egregiously high and usurious and illegal, according to the federal lawsuit. One banking expert, though, called the case a real long shot because usury laws typically apply to loans, not to checking accounts. The suit argues that that second $35 fee is actually interest on a short-term loan and that rates go as high as 810%.
Yeah, you bet.
Housing and Urban Development. U.S. Housing and Urban Development announced Tuesday the awarding of approximately $36 million to national, regional, and local organizations to prevent foreclosures and to help families and individuals with their housing needs. HUD estimates that the money they provide in grants combined with other funds that they plan to leverage will assist more than 1.5 million individuals and families with finding housing, making more informed choices with regards to housing, and staying in their current homes. The grant money goes toward helping families with a full range of housing needs, which could include evaluating their readiness to buy a home, helping potential buyers to understand down payments and finance options, and in general, navigating the buyer through the home buying process. And we all know somebody who does that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you about it later on in the program.
I just want to ask one question. Mm-hmm. In the previous story, you talked about the banks,
mm-hmm.
and they said that it was usurious?
Yeah, as in usury.
Oh, okay.
That's an old-fashioned word for gouging.
Well, I was just going to say, I thought it meant theft, but maybe I don't know.
In a way, it does, in a way. And finally, sipping coffee on the lanai and thumbing through a magazine in the living room, one Florida grandma decided to playfully pose in photos that were being taken for her home for the real estate guide. Yoli Ball, who's 86 years old, had her daughter take photos of the Florida home that she was trying to sell. Ball peeked her head out of the bedroom door just as her daughter was about to snap the picture. She went to pull back, but the daughter said, "Wait, that's funny." So she stayed in the picture, and she ended up on Good Morning America on TV. Then the mother-daughter duo had an impromptu photo shoot with Ball posing casually in each image. The pair had no intention of submitting the photos for the listing, but Ball's granddaughter decided to put them up on Twitter last week. Now, Mrs. Ball is an internet star.
Woohoo!
And that, my friends, is the news.
I love it.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right, since 1995, the Youth Activity Center in Boca Raton has been providing and enriching affordable after-school programs, promoting academic achievement, physical fitness, and life skills in a nurturing, resource-filled environment. Celebrating their 20th anniversary and joining us in the studio today is the Pro Temp Public Relations Guru, Jim Smith. And I believe we have Corey with us, too, right? Hey,
yep.
Guys. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Alan. How are you today?
We're just doing great. Glad you're here. So, this center is a pretty neat place. You provide a lot of service for after-school kids. You do homework support, right?
Oh, yeah.
And a stop-and-read program, because reading's the most important thing in the world now, right?
Yeah.
Even I like the people that agree with me, right? Thank you. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the center. Started a long time ago. What do you do there?
Yeah. This center was founded by Ellen Vihab over 20 years ago. She was a struggling single mother who recognized how difficult it was to find an affordable and worthwhile place for kids to learn and play. After her father passed away, she had opened the center in honor of him and continues to run it today.
Wow. So that's a struggling mom found a way to get the job done, right? Who qualifies for the programs?
Anybody. Any low-income families who need support for aftercare programs.
All right. And any particular hours? I mean, just after school, or you do the morning stuff, all day stuff, or just?
It's usually from about 2 to 6 p.m.
2 to 6. Okay. Well, you know, I understand we have Ellen on the phone with us right now, and she is the founder, the person that you just spoke about. And I guess she's not. All right, get her back on the phone if you can. All right. So we had a little disconnect there. So you have a center that takes care of kids, and you know, in today's world, we have two working parents, so it's almost a necessity more so than a leisurely kind of a thing. It's a need, not a luxury. That's what I'm looking for there. So you have a fundraiser coming up, Jim. Tell us a little bit about the barbecue that you have coming up tomorrow or next week or tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Yes, we are asking support for whoever is listening in this project. The center needs a lot of work, from AC to basic computer and roof needs, and this all gets to be done. Our team is holding a fundraiser barbecue tomorrow at the center from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be having dunk tanks, bounce houses, food, and actually amazing DJs who are all volunteering their times.
Cool. Now, just to let the folks know, that is at 9400 West Palmetto Park Road in Boca Raton. 9400 West Palmetto Park Road. I'm sure it's a big sign out there. I think I've been by there, right?
Yeah, it's at the Veterans Park.
Veterans
right
Park.
Off Palmetto Road.
Perfect. Oh, okay. That's where the event is?
Yes.
All right.
And the Youth Activity Center.
Yep, perfect. All right, now we have Ellen back on the line with us now. Ellen, are you with
yes.
us?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
We've been talking about you.
Oh, boy. Thank you, I hope.
Well, no, listen, sounds like you've done a marvelous job at the center, and you're really taking care of kids, and that's what we need more than anything else in the world today, make sure that our kids are properly cared for and properly educated. And tell us how you started the center.
Well, back in 1995, a little even before then, there was the Youth Activity Center. There was a need in our community for a center because children were in the parks and just running around and causing trouble, unfortunately, because they didn't have any outlet anywhere when the mall. So what we did is we got permission from the county commissioners and opened up a 2x4. We had a little trailer in the park, in Veterans Memorial Park. Okay, and we started that, got the okays and all in 93. In 95, we opened up that summer. And it started in the mornings. We had the children summer, that June, right after school ended in 95. And the school ended, and then the children would come in, young children, kindergarten to fifth graders. That's how it started. And then they would leave about 6 o'clock, Monday through Saturday. And then we'd have teenagers in the park, and we'd be with them and do tennis and basketball and had a room. Years ago, we called it the rap room, and, you know, it's funny, where would they talk?
Right.
You know.
Well, in the 90s, that would have worked really well, I'm sure.
Yes, it did.
Well, you know, it's always good to have a role model and proper supervision, and that's what gets our kids on the right track, and it sounds like that's what you've done there at the center. And now you have a big event coming up tomorrow to help raise a little funds,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. More awareness from the community. We have this great group called ML26, and they're coming out. We're going to have bands, and we're going to have gourmet food. We're getting a dunk tank and face painting and fun for all ages, children of all ages, we like to say.
Right. Well, let me give out your website there. If anyone would like to take a look at what you have going on there, possibly make a donation, it's www.yacboca.org, and that YAC, of course, stands for the Youth Activity Center. So www.yacboca.org gets the website job done. And I notice that you have a lot of nice sponsors here. You have the Boca West Foundation, you've got Prime Time, you've got the Children's Service Council, Nonprofits First, and the Family Central. So you're well sponsored.
Yes, they believe in what we're doing, and they all help us. In fact, what's nice is that we're just getting a van through the Boca West Foundation, and now we want to wrap it. And wrapping it means, you know, to make it really look, another word, wrapping.
Yeah, I was just going to say a different kind of wrap. That's a cellophane wrap there. No, they put the nice pictures and the lettering on the van and everything.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yes. Our children, from having old, you know, worn-out vans after all these years, they're going to have new-looking vans. They're very limited. And we'll have air conditioners. So,
that makes it nice to run around. Yeah. So you're celebrating 20 years of excitement, I would say.
Oh,
And you've got the big fundraising barbecue tomorrow from 11 to 4. And like Corey said, you got dunk tanks, you got bounce houses, and food. What kind of food?
We're going to have hot dogs. All kind of gourmet food, I was told. All kind of good food. I mean, Corey more than me.
Yeah, what did you say? What kind?
We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, the whole nine yards, shish kebabs, and a bunch of good stuff. Getting ready to throw on that grill.
That's my favorite right there. You can't keep me away. So check out the website, www.yacboca.org, YAC Youth Activity Center. Just yacboca.org gets the job done. And if you're not doing anything next week, I would certainly drop by and help the kids out, help the home out.
Yes.
They have been doing a fantastic job for the last 20 years, so let's keep it around for another 20 years, right?
Thank you. And thank you all, and come on down to meet everybody.
You bet.
There is something for everyone here that they can help.
Great. Well, thanks for your time and calling in. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. And also, you have a gardening program for kids. Now, how weird is that, huh? Gardening?
Hey.
In today's world?
Yeah.
So what do? They plant little gardens out in the back? And
yep. We have a huge garden out in the back where they basically get to go and be a part of a team and get to know that every little bit that they've put into this project has made a huge impact. And they get to come back and enjoy this place even with their kids.
What's your phone number? If someone wants to call and get more information or possibly make a donation?
If somebody would like to make a donation or have any information whatsoever about the event, please give me a call. My phone number is 561-339-8815. And my email, you can get to me directly at Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, E-D-E-L, 54@gmail.com.
Wow, I think I'm going to stick with 561-339-8815. Makes it a lot easier. Again, 561-339-8815. Thanks, guys, for coming in. We appreciate it. We'll see you at the barbecue.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank All you.
Right. Well, that brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. It's 561-351-8000. Again, folks, this property is located at 7164 Sportsman's Drive North in North Lauderdale. We've told you about this home. It's being worked on. It's being cleaned up. It's in good shape and ready for you to move in. They just bought all new appliances, so everything's brand new. It's a single-family home located in the city of North Lauderdale. Has two bedrooms and two full baths, approximately 1,218 square feet of living area. The property is nearby schools, grocery stores, fast food restaurants, all within walking distance. And you know the routine. FHA and conventional financing gets the job done. Of course, cash always puts your name on the deed indeed. REACH counselors tell us that there are some generous income limits on this property, making it much easier to qualify. Google Maps the location. See it for yourself. 7164 Sportsman's Drive North in North Lauderdale. And the zip code 33068. That's 33068. Google loves that zip code. And it'll take you right to the property and you can take a look at it. It's a single family home, which is cool, and two bedrooms and two full baths, about 1,218 square feet of living area. And should I say, the home is gorgeous. That's the key word, gorgeous. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates, reminding you that home ownership is within your reach. So reach for the dream in 2015 to become a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now, 561-351-8000. All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. A hat tip always to our first-time home buyers. They realized the dream in 2015. Congratulations to each and every one of you. These first-time home buyer class, they got 45, 50 people in every class. So we've got some people out there that are just getting into homes, and that's what we're here for. Also, a hat tip to the sleepyheads over at the Lord's Place. They spent the night outdoors in the homeless campaign helping them out. I understand it rained, so most of it was inside. We wish them well. I hope they had a good time. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. Click on Show Archives. You can hear past shows. And Jack Tracy, buddy, I hear you're getting a little better. Never give up, never surrender. Is that what they say? I guess.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, wipe your feet on the doormat and let's go into our house. This week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here to tell us how to contend with spring weeds. Carlton, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Al. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good. I understand you have some killer weed killer to talk about.
There's many, many types. It's a topic we can't cover possibly in one segment, that's for sure.
That's right. Well, you know, it's springtime. Spring has sprung, and all the flowers and the grass is growing, and so are the weeds. So how do we get rid of the weeds?
Well, there's two ways to do it. You can buy some granular products. They'll do a pretty good job for you. My opinion is spraying is the best way to do it. To break it down real quick for you, there's basically three types of weeds. There's broadleaf weeds, grassy weeds, and sedge weeds. That sounds simple enough, except that what's going to kill a sedge weed is not going to kill a broadleaf weed. What's going to kill a broadleaf weed is not going to kill a grassy weed. So it's a train wreck of information you got to acquire to get that done.
Ouch. Well, how do you know which one you have?
Well,
I guess you could just look it up on the internet. And
You can look it up on the internet or, take a sample with the John Deere Landscapes. So they'll be able to identify what you're looking for.
There you go.
What you need to take care of it.
You know, Carlton, I went on the JohnDeereLandscapes.com website the other day, and I looked for weed killers because I knew we'd be talking about this segment. There's about at least 100 different kinds of weed killers there. I'm confused. What do I do if I just got weeds in my flower bed? I can either pick them out or what?
Well, I tell you what, rule of thumb, there's an old farmer saying, I pull one weed and two pops up. That's actually not so much folklore as it is true, because what you do when you pull that weed up is you loosen up all that soil around it, and you'll turn a seed up, and then that seed will then germinate, and two weeds pop up.
Ah, so the best way, spray it and kill it, right?
The best way is to do a treatment with a herbicide. Again, it's going to depend on what type of weed you're fighting. Most people are going to be fighting a broadleaf weed or a sedge weed, but grassy weeds will get in there as well, and they're a pain in the neck, those are. But the one thing, if you're going to go out and say, well, I heard that spraying's the best, you need to look up how to calibrate your sprayer. Because if you spend $100 on a product and it's not working, it's probably because you're not doing it right.
Ouch.
Products don't stay on the shelf because they don't work. Mm. They stay on the shelf because they do work. You just have to apply them correctly. And if you're under-calibrated and it says to put an ounce of something on 1,000 square feet and you mix it at half rate, it's not going to work.
I see.
Works in reverse, too. If you do it with, put it down too heavy, now you killed your whole lawn. Now what do you do?
Well, I don't do what I did, folks. I burnt my weed, and it killed it. So it was just gone. There was nothing I could do. I guess JohnDeereLandscapes.com would be the place to go to take a look at it. And don't get confused at those thousands and thousands of weed killer. Just ask the folks there at John Deere Landscapes how to take care of it, and they'll do that for you. Carlton,
yes,
we're running a little short on time this weekend, and I'd like to cover a little bit more on this subject next week. So let's do that, all right?
All right, sir. Thank you for having me.
Very good. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. When we return, we will hammer the scammer. Our symbolic show producer has discovered yet another cool scam exposed. Just a reminder, April is Fair Housing Month, which will be our topic for next week's show. So remind your smartphone to remind you.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here with a message for future home buyers. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from banks and other approved lenders. REACH counselors say start your journey today. Give them a call at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. REACH also offers a comprehensive credit workshop management program that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, get you back on a sound credit track. They also provide free foreclosure and modification counseling. Did you hear that? Free, free of charge. It's free because the law says it has to be. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. They know what the banks require because we work with the government agencies that make all the rules. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there and we must be aware. Let's check in with our show producer, Rick Snyder. Rick, what do you have for the scam of the week?
Oh, and this is a good one. On social media, you're in your Facebook page, you're tweeting, etc. Suddenly, you won. The company or the CEO wants to send you money. Boom,
oh,
up it comes. You're on the way. How do I get my money? Well, here's how you avoid this scam. Often these types of scams use celebrities. Dr. Oz says, do this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Harrison Ford, he's all better from his plane crash, and he's telling you how to heal faster. Look, they're kidding you. They're scamming you. They're looking for your money. All you have to do is don't. Don't click on the link.
Yeah.
Here's the link to your money. Don't click on the link. Check it out. Maybe you did win something, but go to the homepage of the company that's doing the allegedly doing the contest. But before you click on the link, what happens, Alan, when you click on the link?
I think all your information gets uploaded right to the person who sent you the link.
Look, if there's a company that is giving away $1 million or a car or a free vacation, they're going to promote that on their website. So instead of clicking on the link that looks really good,
right?
Hey, come to our website. You do it. You go to their website and check it out. See what they're giving away, because if they're asking you to go there through the link, it's a scam.
Yeah, I wouldn't click on anything that came to me. Even the banks, they do that too. Now, your bank account has a balance that you need to check.
Right.
Click here. No thanks. I pick up the phone, call the bank.
Yep.
And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, we never communicate with our customers.
Correct. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago, and the first thing that you have to contact us, but to verify who we're talking to, please give us your date of birth.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And your social security number, too,
so that we can
keep that on our records. Yeah.
So don't give anybody your information, especially as a social network user. If they're contacting you, it's a scam.
Boom! We just hammered the scammer. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Special shout out to all the future home buyers. This is your year. Take hold of the moment. Don't miss out. Reach out. Check out our website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. You may take a look at our Spotlight Home of the Week. Next week, Fair Housing Month. We have a special Fair Housing expert in the studio. You don't want to miss that. www.reachforhousing.org is us. We'll see you next Saturday.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.